Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good afternoon, all. Thank you very much. 6 minutes past 4 p.m. at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And, of course, we also have available for your perusal 1063WORD.com and 101.5 FM in Anderson and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. We're all over the place. The Upstate, we got covered, my friend. And, of course, extending well into North Carolina as well. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. 71307. Wait till I get into what Black Lives Matters is demanding next. That's a pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff. All right. Let's see here. This is an actual limerick alert from Alan R. of Spartanburg. Here we go. In the legend of Tough Guy, Corn Pop, Biden claims that he came out on top. Both he and Ms. Harris tell tales that embarrass. Can somebody please make it stop? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that very much. Everybody wants to get into the limerick game here. Okay. The Democratic Convention speakers on Monday. This is the list that I've seen. I don't know the order per night, but this is the last list that I was able to compile here. Monday, August the 17th, former Ohio governor and renowned rhino John Kasich, yes, he ran against Trump in the primaries, will be speaking at the Democrats' National Convention, John Kasich. Michigan governor Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, we all know Jim. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama. That's your Monday night lineup, okay? Tuesday night, the 18th, former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates. Really? I didn't think she was really that impressive in her testimony, but of course, what can you say? That'll be interesting to see if during her speech before that convention, she throws James Comey under the bus again. Just doubting that will happen. All right. Former Secretary of State, Former Secretary of State and Massachusetts Senator and Democratic presidential nominee in 2004, John Kerry, will be speaking Tuesday night. Also, AOC. Tuesday night is AOC night. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who will wow everyone with the fact that she is afraid of her garbage disposal unit and is amazed to discover that plants grow in dirt. Other revelations from the resident intellectual guru of the Democrats on Tuesday night, the 18th. Also, Dr. Jill Biden, the presumptive new First Lady. Former President Bill Clinton will speak on Tuesday night. And an unknown keynote speaker. Who will it be? Wednesday, the 19th, former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, New Mexico's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, the new head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the 2016 presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will speak on Wednesday night, former President Barack Obama, and then the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris. That's all your Wednesday night outlook for the Democrats. All right, Thursday, Thursday night, the 20th, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, it's Tammy night, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Yes, we're going to have to say Pete's last name one more time. And then the presidential nominee, Joe Biden. If he has stayed awake through all of that, it'll be past his bedtime, but he will be giving his acceptance speech on Thursday. There's your Democratic convention right there. The Republicans are going to have kind of a strange convention, apparently sort of a wrap around the weekend. That is to say, the 21st, they'll start things in Charlotte, continue through the weekend, and then the president will accept renomination on Monday night, the 24th. So the two conventions will be back to back, such as it is there. Not the way they ordinarily do that, but hey, you know, they're allowed. It is not required that this make a lot of sense, only required that they get out on time. Anyway, 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line. 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Let's see here, text, blah, 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 blah. Jim, there's a reason I'm not a Democrat. I learned to read. Well, there you go. That disqualifies you right off the bat there. You learned to read. See, you could have been a happy Democrat, but no, you had to go and blow it and learn how to read. Let's see here. Jim, there's enough to bash Biden and Harris on without any of us being salacious. I would agree, Jim R. in Greenville. I would agree. I would agree. Okay. Let's see here. Jimbo, the Supreme Court has already gone left thanks to Roberts. Grover sends that in. Well, it's not gone. That is to say, it's not completely liberal, but it certainly has gone unreliable. Roberts apparently has decided that his legacy is based on becoming the new Anthony Kennedy and being a swing vote, that is to say, having no actual discernible viewpoint, and just tossing out all kinds of questions that you never really know the answer to. I grant you there's a certain amount of suspense now that comes out of a Supreme Court ruling. We thought that was gone, I guess, with the departure of Anthony Kennedy, but no, John Roberts will be the surprise vote. And now here's Johnny. You just don't know what he's going to say. The secret speaker, that is to say the keynote speaker, text will be Mitt Romney. Well, I don't think so, but you can't rule that out. By the way, not listed on all those names I gave you of the Democratic Convention speakers, not listed yet, Stacey Abrams, gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, who I suppose could conceivably be the keynoter, and Beto O'Rourke didn't make it either. Beto, damn right, I'm going to take your guns, O'Rourke. So whatever else you can say about Beto, at least he's taken himself out of the running for anything statewide in Texas for a while, because that ain't going to go over too big down there. But I don't know. When you stop and look at the list, it's possible one of the other speakers already named could be moved into the keynote slot. You never know. I mean, after all, Kamala Harris, had she not been picked to be running mate, would undoubtedly have had a speaking slot. So you never know. You never know. My betting would be that the keynote speaker may turn out to be, in fact, Stacey Abrams. But we'll see. It's my job, by the way, to tune in and watch all this nonsense. You don't really have to. But as I say, if you do, popcorn, laugh track. Okay, you will find, I think, that would add a great deal to the evening. Popcorn and laugh track, because these speeches will be a lot better with the laugh track. That's the thing about sitcoms. They used to tell you when to laugh. It worked out better that way because some of them were very poorly written. Well, I expect this script to be very poorly written, too, even though you will know when to laugh. But that's it. From Monday through Thursday, the Democrats trotting out their big names to tell everybody that Joe Biden is the best they've got. And you know what? What's really sad? Maybe they're right. All right, it's Jimbo for Bobby Mack hereabouts at 106.3 WORD, now on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. Our time is 4:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Good afternoon, all. Glad to have you with us this afternoon on the Bohannon version of the Bobby Mack Show for a Friday at 106.3 WORD, where the Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Have you heard about the latest from Black Lives Matters? This was pretty remarkable. This happened in Seattle. Some Black Lives Matters protesters marched through a residential neighborhood where they were certainly not invited and demanded that white residents give them their homes. This is actually on video. You can actually hear them doing it. This occurred on Wednesday. The crowds of dozens were chanting Black Lives Matters, blah, blah, blah. And then one man projected his ire toward nearby white residents, saying they are living in a historically black section of the city. And another woman in the crowd yelled they should give up their homes. Just hand them over. Do you know that before your white backside came here, this was all black people? The man says, do you know people like you came in here and basically bought all the land from the black people for less than what it was worth, kicked them out so you could live here? Do you know that? No, you illiterate jerk. We do not know that because that's not how it happened. What's interesting, of course, is that this kind of thing is being actually yelled. Now, I am not here to promote insurrection, but I will tell you this. This is a really good time to make sure that you not only are registered to vote, but that you have plenty of ammunition. Seriously. Sean calls in from Hickory Tavern this afternoon, and good evening, afternoon, Sean. Welcome.
Jim, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to get a comment from you, or at least I want to get your opinion on something about, you know, what has happened to America. And here's my explanation. You know, 4 years ago, we had it all. We had the House, we had the Senate, and we had the presidency. And within 2 years, we lost the House. And now here we are 4 years later, we're on the verge of losing the whole shooting match. And, you know, what's going on? Why has this happened? Why has the American people been put in a position where they're going to choose the lesser of two evils? And I don't believe it's because of the media or an inept or inadequate president. I just, what's happened? And
there are a lot of things.
Where do you think we're going from here?
I don't think there's one answer, Sean. I mean, the media is part of it. The flood of people into this country illegally and the flood of people getting registered to vote under questionable circumstances, that's also part of it. Again, another part, you know, the big thing, the biggest single factor, I honestly believe, is young people who have, for the last couple of generations, been essentially indoctrinated as we have abdicated control over our educational system. And if you look at a chart of the percentage of people in this country who support socialism over capitalism and compare it with a list of people's ages, you will find that the two charts coincide perfectly. The younger you are, the more likely you are to support socialism. And we have abdicated control of our educational system. We still have the least centralized educational system in the developed world. We've abdicated control. I mean, you look at a school board election. If there's a 25% voter turnout for a school board election, it means there's probably a scandal of some kind. We don't bother. And that's the main thing that's happened. We have set aside and allowed young people to be indoctrinated. That's my answer as to the most important thing that's happened, Sean.
Well, but Trump was elected 4 years ago, so you're saying that in 4 years we've had that many young people turn against the Republican Party?
It's not just a case of Trump being elected. That trend has been going on for quite a few years now. But let's not forget the fact, Trump was elected. Of course, he still got fewer votes than Hillary. He got them in the right states to get an Electoral College majority. But it's not just since Trump. In terms of the trend, unfortunately, the Trump election may have been a bit of a speed bump in that trend. I hope it's a lot more permanent than a speed bump. But again, this trend has been going on for some time now.
Right. Well, it's just disheartening, and I hate to see the GOP go down in flames, but I'm afraid this is what's happening, and it may take a decade to recover.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think it might just take, let's assume the worst for the second here, just a second, and let's assume that they do, in fact, take the Senate and the presidency and keep the House. Give them 2 years of thinking that they have a mandate. 2 years of really dumb moves, and you wait and see what happens in 2022 and 2024. I mean, I would hate for us that's what it would take to wake us up, but I think that they would vastly overreach, Sean. I think they really believe that the whole country is onto their leftist agenda, and the whole country is not. Even your standard liberal Democrats, Sean, are not that much into tearing the country apart. Seriously.
No, I would have to agree with that because of the Ninth Circuit ruling about the Amendment magazines. I mean, that's the Ninth Circuit, and they claim you hear it on the news all the time about them being super liberal, but they didn't vote liberal in this case. So,
yeah, and again, The courts are going to be uneven, despite all of those judges that the president has gotten confirmed. The courts are going to remain uneven. But the Democrats will overreach. They will think, if they in fact pull off the trifecta, Sean, they will think that the whole country is in love with the Green New Deal and AOC and all this far-left nonsense. The country is not. Unfortunately, a lot of what you see is people who just don't like Donald Trump. I hate to say it, but that's a part of it.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, Sean, you make sure that everybody in your family, your friends, they're all registered to vote, and they show up and they vote. It's going to really matter a lot this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you
Good
so
man.
Much.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Jimbo in here for Bobby Mack because I had nothing better to do, and Bobby Mack wanted the day off, and gosh darn it, he's earned it. I do believe here. Let's see. Jimbo, just another reason for working Americans who own homes to invest in AR-15s. I'm sorry to say that yes, you know, the last thing I want to see is some good person face criminal charges for defending their home. But if the alternative is not defending your home, then you have to do what you have to do. We live in very perilous and very strange times. Mark my words, the Democrats are overreaching here. If you think the American public are going to go along with this notion of we'll steal your property, no, they won't. Jimbo, for Bobby Mack, it's 429.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, 24 minutes before 5 o'clock here at 106.3 WORD. Thank you for joining us this Friday afternoon as the Bobster takes the day off. And we have a call from Anita in Easley. We had earlier Sean calling in wondering what's happening in this country. And Anita, you have some thoughts, I believe.
I do have some thoughts.
Okay.
I mean, we got corrupt politicians, both sides. And we have a corrupt media. And he said he didn't believe the media was not reporting it. But my goodness, where are you at today that you're not seeing? I mean, look at the little boy, 5 years old in North Carolina. They're not reporting that.
Which little boy did you have in mind?
Cannon. Winton, I think, is his last name.
Okay.
We'll never know his last name, but the media is absolutely complicit, and not just that, they're making people, half our country, what is so scary to me, believes their narrative, it's not as dark as they pretend, but dear God, I mean, it's got me fired up, and everybody I know as well. I mean, I'm in the older age, but no. If anybody wants to say it's not the media, it absolutely is, but they're driving home the, they're not seeking the truth. They're not telling the truth. They're pushing forward a political narrative. But don't, and I'm conservative, but we've got conservative people too that are just as darn corrupt. And I, one thing, Trump, like him or not, he has exposed these people for what they are. Some of us knew it, not to this extent, though. I never. There's one thing I'm shocked about, and I hope that's something people have seen, because it's right there in your face.
Well, I think that the president has certainly served as a beacon of a direction we ought to be going in. But I agree with you in suggesting that the media has played a major role. I mean, they really have, and it's amazing. For a while, the media kind of hinted around the edges. They kind of flirted with it. There was a time when things were, shall we say, plausibly deniable. Now that they don't even bother to try. Now they just are flat out editorializing against the president. So.
And not just editorializing, they're manipulating the story to fit whatever their narrative is. And I really would see some reporting on that poor little boy. I mean, honestly, I mean, Fox News, it came as just a blurb, though, and I think CNN came out today, but nobody else has said anything about that little boy. 5 years old, on his bicycle, riding his bike in front of his house, and happened to go onto somebody's yard in front of his two sisters that were 6 and 8, I want to say 7 and 8, and shot in the head, and it was a black guy. We're not hearing about that. Why? I want to know why.
I know that a 25-year-old man has been charged in the shooting death of 5-year-old Cannon Hennett.
But if a white guy had done it, it would have been a hate crime.
Very possibly, very possibly. All I can tell you is that indeed, it hasn't gotten the coverage that I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen. Anita, point well taken. Thank you. Appreciate your listenership and your call. Let's see if we can get Ron on from Fountain Inn this afternoon. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Jimbo. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to read a quote made back in September 29th, 1959. This was made by Khrushchev. And after I'm done, I would like you to tell me how much of this fits the Democratic narrative, okay? It's not very long. He says, "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not." He also said, "Remember, socialism leads to communism. So how do you create a socialistic state? There are 8 levels of control. This is the following recipe. Number 1, health care. Control health care and you control the people. Number 2, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them. Number 3, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. Number 5, here's a good one. Gun control. remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you were able to create a police state. Number five, welfare. Take control of every aspect, food, housing, income from their lives, because that will make them fully dependent on the government. Six, education. Take control of what people read and listen to, and take control of what children learn in school. Seven, religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools, because the people need to only believe that government, knowing that government what is best. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools, because the people need to believe in only the government, knowing what is best for the people. And the last one, number eight, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. Eliminate the middle class. This will cause more discontent and make it easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. How much do you think this pertains to the Democratic narrative, Jimmy?
Well, certainly it does seem to follow the basic line that we have seen over the years. So, yeah, it's not a pleasant picture, Ron. And, again, the choice seems pretty clear. I think, unfortunately, the choice only seems clear to some of us. It seems clear to you, and it seems clear to me, and it seems clear to the majority of our audience here at 106.3 WORD. For many people out there, they don't see beyond this at all. Let's not forget the substantial number of people who will vote on one issue and one issue only. That is, who's going to hand over the most free stuff? That is their voting issue, to the extent that they vote at all. Let's not forget the number of people who have not really gotten into this entire campaign that much yet. Seriously, there are such people. There are people who just heard about Kamala Harris and, oh, really? There's an election, isn't there? There are such people. So just don't overlook that. Thank you, my man. Appreciate your listenership and your call at 106.3 WORD, now on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. The time is now 4:45.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How do you do? Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. Jimbo in for Bobby Mack today on this Friday, the 14th of August. And our Ingalls Advantage talk line, of course, is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. Have a call from David in Pickens. Good evening, David. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, to be more precise, yes.
I'll tell you, I appreciate our radio. And I remind us all of how we saw the Iron Curtain fall, and it was due to radio. It was so very important that we got the actual truth out, even when it was in Russia. So a couple of things. One thing is, an underreaction to the beauty of what was just read by that last caller. I mean, everything that he said is so vitally important. The first thing that crosses my mind is whoever the engineers or directors or whoever that puts that little voice together that says this, that, and the other, and then they have the worst noise of ever that Trump made going, I don't know. It's not good. It's kind of yuck. It's kind of one-sided that almost for all of the idiots, all of the, as Rush told me and got my mind together when he said that the big portion of the population is just uninformed. When I hear little skits that go, I don't know, making Trump sound like crap when he is the only one fighting for everything that you just heard that other guy describe, it seems like even your reaction would have been really strong to say, you know what, we need to put that on record and we need to play that as a soundbite over and over and over and over and over and over again. You know, with children, you tell them and then you reiterate it and then you reiterate it and tell them again. And the biggest thing is the uninformed. So that's the one thing. And that call was very, it was the most important thing you've had this week. Because I remember hearing when I was in school that Khrushchev said that he wouldn't come and beat us at war. He'd pick us like a ripe cherry. So then I think of how stupid young people are, including myself in years gone by. It almost seems like when we were young, we weren't doing a presidential election decision. We were picking a beauty contest. And, you know, not really going by any facts, but just looking at the guy and saying, oh, he looks all right. And then that's where we end up with people like Bill Clinton and all these other losers that got in our system. Now, the other thing is the sarcasm. When even with Rush, everybody talks in sarcasm, and they don't talk it in a way to where as they're saying it sarcastically, that they reiterate that they're speaking sarcastically. And so then it makes people that are stupid and uninformed hear the sarcasm and think that that's the fact. So sarcasm is a dangerous thing. We need to watch that all the way from Rush to all of us. And then the mail-in vote is really what I called for. The mail-in vote means that if anybody wants to call the canopy man and let's organize a group to set my awning sideways on my truck and drive up I-85 with all kinds of signs on it that says, we will not accept a mail-in vote system to steal and corrupt our election of our country, then I'm really ready to just stop that traffic like all those idiot little tantrum people and actually do something that's good for this country and stop traffic for everybody to notice that it is an absolute sin to think that we should change our election to where we have a bunch of ballots piled up at a post office or somewhere where people just come in and grab a handful of them and fill them out. And we need to really fight that because that's a top priority. And then the only other thing is I guess that'll do for now. I really want to fight verbally for America, for us not to be, as Rush so clearly put it to me, and really woke my I hate to use the word woke because woke means you're reading, drinking Kool-Aid for the most part. But this is a country with a great constitution, and we are that ray of light. We are that one thing on the hill that's going to fight for human rights all over this world and stop the tyranny of communist parties that kill people, and that's their record, like China. You know, even Kung Fu was fighting the tyranny of China. They were a bunch of monks trying to be peaceful. I do not wish to fight you, you know, kind of a people. But we have a group of leaders in these countries where power absolutely corrupts and absolute power absolutely is going to ruin this world. So I just really wish we could get some kind of a group of thought together with all of the people who are uninformed and love our country and all the people that are watching the Constitution as a guide to see who's telling the truth and who's telling us lies consistently. Anyway, that makes me feel better to give that to
the people. Well, it makes us feel better to have heard it, David, and I appreciate that. I would keep in mind one thing, and that is that, of course, literally stopping traffic, of course, is a great way to turn people to another point of view.
Absolutely. It would make me angry if I've got trucker friends. I don't want to stop traffic, but I want to stop mail-in votes. And if it means that we're going to go two more months down the road and set ourselves up for failure like we're doing right now, because that's what we're doing. We're all complacency, and nothing's really going to – I mean, we all should stand up and say, there won't be a person show up at a polling booth anywhere in this country if y'all allow mail-in votes. We will ask Trump to declare whatever it takes –
Well, there's no way to declare wherever it takes. That's the problem. We need to show up regardless. We need to show up regardless because there's no way that a presidential declaration.
I mean, everybody's brothers, cousins. I will call the canopy man. I will haul you to the polls. As a matter of fact, that's another thing that does need to be mentioned. We need more signs out there because they hide the voting polls. In Pickens, you've got to be a daggum hound dog to find where to vote. And they changed it from an easy place to a hard place.
Make yourself known, David. We got to wrap it up here, and I thank you for your listenership and your call. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. We shall return and insert more information into your ears, courtesy of Annie Robards, and then more great talk at 106.3 WORD, where the time now is 3 minutes before 5.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.